Welcome to the Happiness Podcast. I'm Dr. Robert Puff. A few weeks ago, I was on vacation with my family in Orlando, Florida. We are having a very nice time, but about 3 o'clock in the morning, I woke up with a start. What happened was, over the past probably 3 or 4 years, my accountant has been encouraging me to incorporate my business. There's a lot of steps involved in it, so I hadn't done it yet. But I decided this year, 2012, to incorporate, and there really are a lot of steps to incorporating. Prior to going on vacation, I had got part of it done, but there are still a lot of steps left to do. Now, what happened at 3 o'clock in the morning in Orlando, Florida, a few weeks ago, my mind decided to create a story. And in a brief instance while I was dreaming, I saw everything that I needed to do, and everything that could go wrong, and my mind just created this fabulous story of woe and trepidation. And when I woke up, I realized almost immediately what my mind had done. And it was very interesting to me, because up to that point, I had just been plugging away on the different aspects of incorporating my business. There are, as I said, many of them, but I was just working away on them. But what my mind did was create this story, and it was very, very fascinating because it caused me, even though it was a brief, probably a minute or two, great stress and woke me wide awake, but it was what my mind created. I really haven't been struggling with worrying about the incorporation up to that point, and I'm still plugging away at it, not worrying about it, just plugging away at it one instance at a time. But what my mind did was create this incredible story of anxiety and fear. And what I realized was that this is how many, many people live. They create stories out of things that are happening, but what's causing us to stress and anxiety and worry isn't so much what we're dealing with, but what our minds are creating. Because I really am not struggling with my own incorporation right now. It doesn't overwhelm me, really at all, but I realized what my mind had done. It had been able to create a story and embellish it and making it very frightening, very overwhelming, and it woke me wide awake. But I did realize this is what my mind had done, and what I had been doing is just plugging away at it, getting things done, working on one thing at a time. There's still a lot left I need to do. But working on it one moment at a time, one event at a time, is very manageable. When my mind decided to look at the whole picture and all that could possibly go wrong, all the different aspects to it, my mind created such a story that I was awakened at 3 o'clock in the morning, wide awake. I was able to fall back to sleep pretty quickly, but I wanted to remember this event because I think in life, many, many, many people create stories that cause stress where they don't have to. And we'll explore ways when we are feeling overwhelmed with life, how to reduce that and make life work well for us. Now, to begin with, my story, like your story, was real. Every aspect of that my mind had created had some truth to it. There are many aspects of things that I need to do to incorporate. There are things that can go wrong, and it's a bit overwhelming. But it doesn't overwhelm me because I just plug away at it, and it goes well then. But the mind had created possible scenarios, and if I focus on those possible scenarios or on all that needed to be done in a single instance, it would be overwhelming. Let me use a physical analogy as an example. My background is Dutch. My mother was 100% Dutch, and my father was a quarter Dutch. So I have been to the Netherlands and really enjoy all the waterways that they have there. They are probably the world experts in Holland on creating great dikes and dams. Now, for a dam to work effectively, what it has to do, it has to let the water out little bit by little bit. And then what happens is, everything goes smoothly. But could you imagine if all the water was let out all at once, or if the dam broke? Could you imagine all the damage that it would do? That's why the water is always let out slowly and it's regulated so it doesn't cause any damage to anyone. Our minds are much like that. If we watch them, and if we're attentive to them, and we use them for what they're being made to use for, to help keep us safe, to help us to enjoy life, to experience different sensations in life, they work pretty well. But what can happen is, our minds can break like that dam. And when they break, they really do cause a lot of havoc. They focus on everything all at once, and it's extremely overwhelming. And our minds create anxiety, stress within us. For me, it woke me up at 3 o'clock in the morning. For you, you may be living with stress and anxiety for days, weeks, months, years. And it can really play havoc on our bodies. Really havoc. So, what can we do? Well, let's use an example again. Let's say we've been diagnosed with cancer. And the truth is, many of us listening to this podcast right now are going to be diagnosed someday with cancer. It's one of the leading causes of death, and many people as they go through life get both malign and benign forms of cancer. Some of them are very treatable, some of them aren't. But when we get that diagnosis, what do we do? Do we let our minds play havoc and think about all the negative possibilities and how overwhelming it's going to be and how painful and how unfair and on and on and on it can go? Or do we, because we choose to be happy, because we choose to have a good life, do we say, okay, right now what do I need to do? I need to set up an appointment to have options presented to me, appointments with other doctors, and see what treatments I have available, both alternative and traditional. I will explore these one day at a time, really one moment at a time, and then make decisions as I go along. This is how we successfully live life when we're overwhelmed. We just take things one moment at a time, one event at a time, and then do that well. And then we go on to the next event and then do that well. But along the way, we're enjoying life. We're enjoying the journey of life because our minds truly can only be on one thing at a time. If we focus on the beautiful things around us, when we think or start thinking about the negative or the overwhelming part of our life right now, we are going to suffer and we are going to feel overwhelmed. But when we focus on what needs to be done right now, and that's it, guess what happens? What happens is we get calm. We get peaceful. This is one of the reasons why I'm such a promoter of meditation, recommending meditation to everyone that I know, and having a couple books on it and doing a podcast on it. I really encourage people to meditate because meditation helps us to be in the present moment and really learning to live one breath at a time. So when we get something like a loss of a job, a death of a family member, our own potential death through cancer, whatever it may be, the best way we're going to handle it is one thing at a time, doing that well, and then going on to the next thing. Yes, our minds are great at creating stories, but these stories cause us suffering. And if we don't want to suffer, if we want to truly live a happy life, then what we need to do is focus on one thing at a time. When we do that, life actually, no matter how overwhelming it can be, is and can go quite well. We can even be happy with cancer. We can even be happy when we lose our jobs. It may not be all the time, but we can have many, if not most, moments of enjoyment of life by just being in the present moment. Because even when we are overwhelmed with things to do and things to take care of, most of the time we can't do them. Most of the time they're in the future and we need to deal with them later. So what we do is we say, can I do anything about this right now? If the answer is no, then get back to living in the here and the now, right now. That's the way to face life when we're overwhelmed. How our minds trick us, though, is they say, we've got to find the right solution. I'm going to give it to you if you just keep thinking about this, looking at the whole picture, and looking at every aspect that can go wrong. Then we'll find that perfect solution, and all will be well. Well, this is a very different approach, because that doesn't work. It may work one out of a billion times, but mostly it just causes us tons of stress and anxiety. Instead, do this. What we can do is, when we are faced with something overwhelming, we can say, do I want to be overwhelmed, or do I want to be happy? If I want to be happy, then I have to live in the here and now and stay out of my mind. I can deal with things as I need to, and I will, but mostly I'm going to just live in the here and now. Because life is a choice. I can be happy, or I can let my mind overwhelm me. But it is a choice. Let's choose happiness. It's very simple. This is a very simple approach to being happy. Just be here now and focus on what needs to be done right now and enjoy the journey of life. And perhaps you will find, as I and others have found thousands of times, that when we live life this way, life goes well, very well, and things just flow. So may I encourage everyone to just live in the present moment, and when these overwhelming events occur, let's just take them one thing at a time, but mostly choose to be happy by living in the now and being present with what is. Thank you for joining me on the Happiness Podcast. If you'd like to learn more about the world of happiness, please go to www.happinesspodcast.org. That's happinesspodcast.org. Until next time, accept what is, love what is.